Right, today's daf is daf nun ches. So let's take it from four lines down. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, talking about when a woman's an arusa, and she's an arusa who's married to a kohen. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would give everything chuma, all the food you would give her would be chuma. And Rabbi Kiva said, mechsech chul mechsech chuma. So the Gemara says, this whole discussion is Amar Baye, machlokas bebas kohen le kohen. This whole machlokas, whether you give everything chuma or only half chuma, is only when it's a bas kohen who's marrying a kohen. About Bibas Yisrael Lakoin Divriya Kol Mechsa Lakulun Mechsa Chuma. If she's a Bas Yisrael, then everybody agrees you give half and half. You don't give everything Chuma, you give half and half. And the reason is because they're going to be, of course, days when she's Tumas Nida. And when she's Tumas Nida, she can't eat Chuma, so she has to eat Chulun. So if she's a Bas Kohen, so she's already comfortable. She's already lived her life in such a way that she'd have Chuma and she'd sell her Chuma in order to get Chulun, or her father and brother would help her out, get Chulun. That's fine. But a Bas Yisrael, who's never lived this way, she never ate Chuma, and now that she's engaged, if you give everything Chuma, she's not used to selling her Chuma to find Chulun. So therefore, we give half a Chuma and half Chulun for when she's a Nida. So Gemara says further, Amar Baye, Machlokas Barusa, this is also only true if she's engaged. Aval Benesua, Divriya Kol Mechsa Chulun Mechsa Chuma. There's only discussion whether you pay half and half or all Chuma while she's engaged. And the reason is, we'll see in Rashi, is because when she's engaged, she's still living at her parents' house as a Bas Kohen, this is referring to. And her father and brothers will sell the Chuma because they're used to that. But if she's Nesua, she's married, but her husband goes away, then she's not comfortable selling things, so then she gets Mechsa Chulin, Mechsa Chuma. We can't suggest she gets all Chuma because her parents are not with her to sell her. Husband's traveling somewhere making some money, so she's stuck by herself. She doesn't want to help her, so she has to get Mechsa Chulin. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Barusa. Ubas Kohen, a Bas Kohen who's engaged, the whole Vehi Bebeis Avia, since she's still living at her father's house, Tarach Avia Limchor Chuma, her father's going to help sell the Chuma, Bechulin, Lomar Liyame Tuma, Lefishi Ragil Bakach. That was how she used to grow up, so it's no different. When she's a Rusa, she's still in her parents' house. So you could give her all Chuma, according to one opinion at least. About Benesuv, she's already married, she knows in La Baila Mezonas Bebeisa, and now she's living in the house with her husband, and her husband's feeding her. Could go in Misha Isha Ide Shalish, but the husband's not really there. He's just kind of supporting her, sending money to her, but she's not living with her parents anymore. Who's going to find her a way to sell the Chuma? Therefore, we give Mechsa Chuma, Mechsa, Mechsa Chulun. So now the Gemara says, this is really found in a Braisa. Bayis Chidushim is really a Braisa. Tanya, Nami Hachi, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nosin La Kol Chuma, that's our Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mechsa Chulun, Mechsa Chuma. So that was the Machlokas of the Mishnah. And now the Braisa qualifies and says, Bemet Var Mamurim, when is this all true? Bibas Kohen Lekohen, about Bas Yisrael, Lekohen, Divriya Kol, Mechsa Chul, Mechsa Chuma. Since she's a Bas Yisrael, no one's going to help her sell. She's not used to selling a Chuma, so everyone gives it only half and half. And then a further qualification of the Braisa, just like Abaye said, Bamad Vem Amurim, Barusa, about the Nesua, Divriya Kol, Mechsa Chul, Mechsa Chuma. So that's exactly like what we saw in Abaye. But now the Gemara comes along and says, this gets a little tricky now. Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see three opinions now. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Nosin la shte yados shel chuma the achas shel chulun. So the Rashi's not really going to address the shita, so I'll just say the shita outside. He says you give two amounts of chuma for every one amount of chulun. That's the ratio. Why that ratio? Marshall says because a third of the month she's going to become tuma. It's not exactly how we have it, but he says she's going to be tamei nida 3 days. We really have 4 or 5 days more likely, but he said 3 days she's going to see nida. And then she needs to wait Shivan Akim to become Tower. That's really 3 plus 7 is 10 days. 10 of the 30 days she's going to be Tameh, she has to eat Chulin. The other 20 days she's going to eat Chuma. So that's why you have a 2-to-1 ratio of Chuma to Chulin. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shita. Comes along now, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No Sein La Kol Chuma. No, you give everything Chuma to her. No division. All Chuma. She has to go ahead and sell the chuma to get chulun. That's up to her. She has to do the tirch of selling. So just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi points out the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon. So what's the difference? Rabbi Tarfon also says akol chuma. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying differently? He also says akol chuma. So what's the difference? So since Rabbi Yehuda focused on her ability to sell, so look at Rashi says. Rashi writes, Rabbi Yehuda omer nosin la kol chuma. Bain Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon, who seem to say the same thing on the surface, Ika, there's a difference. Dili Rabbi Tarfon Savar Nosin La Chuma Kadeh Mizinoseha. You give her Chuma just to support her. V'yafa Pishim Tzichin L'chulin. Even though she might need Chulin, Uba Limchor Chuma, she needs to sell Chuma so that she can eat Chulin while she's Tamei. Ein Demei Chuma Magin Likach Be'er Chulin. The Chuma is not going to amount to what she needs at Chulin. chulin is much more expensive than chuma because there's a greater demand for more people eating chulin, only kohanim eat chuma. So to sell chuma is very hard. You're going to get a very low price in order to sell it. But nonetheless, sharei yikar mehen min hachuma, chulin is more expensive, shakol kofsin alem, everybody wants the chulin, everybody needs the chulin. So you're going to lose some money, according to Beit Tarfon, by selling the chuma. But you need to sell the chuma to eat the chulin. The Rebbe Yehuda, nosin la chuma kashir. No. Says Rebbe Yehuda, you don't give her just the amount of chuma for mizonos, and then when she sells the chuma and chulin, she takes a loss. You actually give her more chuma than Rebbe Tarfon says. Shim basali kach mechs chulin. If she needs to sell chuma, she'll be able to sell more chuma that will amount to a value of the chulin that should be needed. Lo tifchos min dmei mechs chulin. She should not lose out when she sells chuma. So again, you're giving more chuma to her, according to Rebbe Yehuda. This way she gets the value of chulin that she needs to eat. Aval, nonetheless, he agrees still that she has to do the selling according to Behuda. Terech mechira mutal aleh limchor latacha lasata tachas chulin. She still needs to sell the chuma in order to get the chulin. So that's the difference between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Behuda, who both say she gets all chuma. The question is, how much chuma is she getting? So then the Gemara says one other opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol makom shehus karu chuma, whenever it says chuma, nosin lo kiflaim, you give double bechulin, double the amount. So he gives even more than Rabbi Behuda. I mean, he says everything she gets is chuma, but you give more. Why do you give more? So my benayu, ika benayu tircha, the amount of tircha. That if you, the idea is, if you look at Rashi, nosin la chumas kefalayim bechulim, kesavar lo matrichin la lemocha beshavio. We don't want to make her matriach so much to sell. El nosin la chuma harbu. We give her a lot more chuma than Rabbi Huda said. This way, the more she has, she doesn't have to sell so much. Even though might each chuma might be a few cents, but since she's a lot, she started selling in masses, she'll get the value she needs. So there's less tircha for her to finding a good sale. So again, Rabbi Tarfon says you give her very limited amounts of chuma, and she's going to take a loss. Rabbi Huda says, no, you give her more chuma, but she has to find the right buyer to have the value that she needs. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you give her a lot more chuma, this way she should sell much less of the money and not have to do such a tircha, even though she'll take a loss at each sale, but since she's selling so much, overall she'll make the money that she needs for the chulin. So that's the machlok is about how much chuma to give her. Fine. So now the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says in the two dots that hayavam ain't a maicha b'chuma, that if there's a yavam, the yavam has no responsibility to feed the shomer's yavam. So my time, what's the reason why the yavam is exempt from paying her? Kinyan kaspo amrachmana v'hai kinyan de'achivu. Only if one is the arister, but the yavam is not the arist. He might be zokuk to do chalitz or yibam, but it's not kinyan kaspo. Rashi says, last narrow line of Rashi, v'hai kinyan achivu, v'chi mayis, when the brother dies, pakale kinyana, the kinyan goes away, dissipates, and there's no obligation on the yavam to pay her. Ava kanta, but if the yavam does yibam, then harehi ishto l'chadavar, akasa kar ishto, and he has to parse that paying for her if he does do yibam. Now Tosis argues in this Rashi. If you look at Tosfos, Dimaskel Vafilu Kul Mifnei Abal, so it says Tosfos, three lines down in that Tosfos, L'Rabbeinu Tam Nira, the Hach Drasha in the Gemara that says Kinyan Kaspo, it's a Darish B'Gemara, Kinyan Kaspo Amarachmana, Hai Kinyan Dachiv, that whole Drasha, Esmach de Ba'amahu, that's not really a Drasha, and Midaraisa, Michal Achli, really the Yavam has a Chiv Daraisa to feed the wife, meaning in other words, when the brother dies, that Kinyan Kaspo passes over to the Yavam as well, it's his kinyan, and he would have a responsibility to pay for, but Midirabanan, Tosfos goes on to explain that Midirabanan, he does not have an obligation. So this is a very important discussion of how we view that transition from the brother who died over to the Yavam. Is it as if Paka, Imamish ends and there's no continuation? Or no, it's a seamless transition to the Yavam on a derayus level, and he would have a chiv to pay mizonos. So now the Gemara says, Asasa Shisha Chadashim B'fnei Abal. The Mishnah had different scenarios if she was, they set a 12-month date to get married. 6 months by the Baal, the husband dies, now 6 months in front of the Yavam. We don't count that together as 12 months of Higiyas Mavlo Nisu. So the Gemara mentioned, even if it's 12 months minus 1 day in front of the Baal, and the last day in front of the Yavam, or even if it's 12 months in front of the Yavam, and only 1 day of the Baal, those two cases also, he doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara says, why do you need to have all those cases? What's the Chiddush here? Gemara asks, Hasha b'fnei Baal or Mislo? If we said 12 months minus 1 day in front of the Baal, and the Baal dies in only 1 day by the Yavam, we say there's no responsibility to pay. So then certainly, b'fnei Yavam mivai, if there's only 1 day in front of the Baal, and 12 months minus a day in front of the Yavam, certainly there should be no requirement of the Yavam to pay. She did not have 12 months under the husband either way. What's the Chiddush? And the Gemara says, you're right, there is no Chiddush. Vizu, ein tzarech lomar zu kadani. Sometimes the Mishnah says that, which is unnecessary, and this would be an example of that. So now the Gemara says, Zu Mishnah Rishona. We had in the Mishnah that originally we said that there's two stages here. When the person's engaged, Arus, Kinyan Kaspo, the lach is the husband has a responsibility to pay, Mikra Din Medraisa, but we would go there not to lest she feed her parents chuma, or maybe a simpon, they might find the mum. Then the Mishnah said, okay, Higiyas Man Velonisu, they set a date 12 months, Higiyas Man Velonisu, she should get paid chuma at that point, at 12 months. And then they made another gzeir, that's Mishnah Rishonah, but then Bez and Achareim said, no, even if Gizman Velonisu, she shouldn't get paid a truma either. So it's a second takana. So Gemara wants to know, why was the second takana? The first takana, we said, when Arison, she doesn't get paid, because either she might feed her family truma, or because of mum, that we get. But what's the reason why Gizman Velonisu, where initially she should get paid, and we said, no, not until Shchupa, what was the reason for the second gzeir? So Gemara says, my taima, Amar Ula, Vyisayma Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Mishum Simpon, we're concerned that he might find the mum and be a Mekachtel. So that's the reason for the second Takana. So we'll look at Rashi. Rashi is going to make this clear. But the Gemara just points out, Bishma, I understand Lu'ula, who explained Kamai, so the first Gzeira of Erison doesn't get paid until he gives man. That's because of Sima, because of Shema Yimzagulav, Kos, Beves Avia, she might feed her family. That's why they said, don't get paid until he gives man. But then when they said Higiyas Man should get paid either, Chuma, until Chuppah, why? Basraisa Mishum Simpon. A different reason because of the Mum now. Just look at Rashi, it's going to make the flow go better. Look at the last two Rashi on the page here. Kamaisa, the first Mishnah Rishona, shows Seres Mishas Erison. She can't get Chuma when she's Erison. She had Torah hit Tirasa, even though the Torah says she's allowed to. Heim Gazu Ad She Higiyas Man. Until they have the 12 months, she can't eat Chuma. Lo Gazer. Why Mipnei Simpon? Not because of Simpon. Lo Gazer Mipnei Simpon. Elam Vit Shem Tishka. That's the reason for the first Gzera. When 12 months come and she has a place to live, he has to start feeding her chuma because she's no longer with her family anymore. That's why he gives man, she can eat chuma. But then they say, you know what? Even he gives man, don't eat chuma. It's not until chuppah. Why? So Basraisa says Rashi, Mishnah Achrona, Shechazu Vagazu Achit Tikais the chuppah, because there's another chashash of Chashul Simpon. So that makes sense. The first Gzera was called Shema Yimzigulokos, and this one's because of Simpon. However, the Gemara asks, if you hold that the first Gzera was also because of Simpon, so what changed between the first one and the second one? Top of the line of Amud Beis here. Ela l'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Kamaisa Mishum Simpon, Basraisa is also Mishum Simpon. My B'nai, what changed? And the Gemara says, Ika B'nai, the change is B'dikas Chutz. When you're able to do an external inspection of how she looks, Marsar B'dika, that's sufficient. Chutz Shah B'dika. So therefore, Higizman, they can start eating Truma. There's no chashash of Simpon anymore. But Marsava, the second Bezdin, felt, no, B'dikas chutz lo shmei B'dika, doing a superficial B'dika from the outside, that's not sufficient. It's not until Chuppah, until he does a full inspection, will that be appropriate. So they said, you know what? Don't get eat Truma until Chuppah, until the full inspection, there's no chashash anymore of any Simpon. That's how the Gemara explains. Okay, so now the new Mishnah tells us as follows. Here in Nun Chesem Beis. Hamaknish Maisa Yedei Ishto, Hareza Osa Vochela. So if a man says, I want to be any Maknish, any Parnassa you make, any of your Maisa Yedei, it's a Kadosh, it doesn't work, and she can eat and work and eat as she pleases. It's not effective. However, Hamoser, anything surplus, because the way it works, I'll say this outside, we're going to have a discussion in the Gemara, but Mikra Din, we paskin, that all the husband has a requirement to pay Mazonos to her. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, we didn't see this together, but last week, whether that chiv is a deraisa for the husband, it says share ksus v'ona, share is mazonos, according to one opinion, there's a chiv deraisa for the husband to pay her, and others say share means no kir basar, and there's only a chiv dirabanan to pay mazonos. That was a machlokas. Now, in turn of the husband having to pay mazonos to the wife, because of Eva, he's going to say, not fair, I'm supporting you, and you're making a big, a lot of money as a lawyer, so help me out. So the hermaisa there goes to the husband. That's because of Eva, that's what the Gemara says. So now, anything in surplus, any Maisi Adeh that she makes in turn for her Mazonos, that works. But anything Mosar, that becomes Kadosh. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. So Mosar, says the Gemara, the surplus of the Maisi Adeh, Rabbi Meir Omer Hektesh, that would be Chal, and Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler Omer Chulin. No, it still doesn't work even on the Mosar. So this Rashi is very important here. She'eish HaMosar, Hiktesh is HaMosar Maisi Adeh Ishta, Mashahi Osalo Yoser Al Haroi Shapasku Chachamim. Let's say she makes more money than what Chachamim said she's allowed to make, whatever that means. We'll see later on. So she makes more, and then he's Makdish that surplus. Lo Hektish Maisia De Atzman, Hamoser Kanu Lo, Bimea Kesef, Shetiknu La Chachamim Shiitain Lo Bechol Shabbos In other words, Rashi tells us, we're going to see in a later Mishnah, that the husband has an obligation to support her mizonos, and she also gets a second payment, what's called me'akesef, as a separate idea to buy other things as well. So the two payments, mizonos and me'akesef. So the idea is that the mosar, the ma'isedea, is going to cover her mizonos, and anything in surplus is going to cover the mea mana that her husband pays her. He pays back to her for the tzarchel. Anything above the mizonos and above the mea kesef, that's called mosar. That's what's being debated here in the Mishnah, whether that's hekdesh or not hekdesh. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Yuchola Isha Lomar Labaila. The woman could say to her husband, Eini nozones veini oza. I don't want to be supported by you. I don't want to give you my ma'isedah. It's for me, for my benefit. I'd rather work on my own, making a lot more money than you're making. I'll support myself. Let's just keep separate bank accounts. So Kesavar Kitiknu Rabbanan Mizone. The understanding is, when or why did Rabbanan Mitakein Mizonos? Iker, the Mizonos is the Iker. Ma'isedah Mishim Eva. And her bill, her requirement to pay him is only because he's going to have animosity. I'm supporting you and you're keeping your own money. So that's why ma'isedah goes to him. But the whole point of Mizonos is to benefit her, so she's supported. When she says, Eini nizones ve'eini osa harashis b'yada, she says, I don't want to be supported. I don't want to support you. She has a right to opt out of a takana that was made for her benefit. So Gemara says, just look at Rashi quickly. Rashi writes, Mizone ikir, tchilas takanta l'tavasa taknu. The ikir takana mizones was to benefit her. Mishum de zimnin many times, de lo safka ma'isedea. The mizones, many times a woman can't make enough money to support herself. So he said, you know what? Tiknu tchila ikir takanta, shiozen nesisho, the man must support the wife. Once that happened, he gets her ma'isedah mishum eva. The takana of mizonos is for her benefit. I don't want this by tivusa. Shomelo, we listen to her. So Gemara says, is that really true? It's for her benefit? Says in the Gemara, tiknu mizonos tachas ma'isedah. It sounds like that mizonos go in place of ma'isedah. It sounds like ma'isedah go to him, and because he gets them, she must get mizonos because of that. It's the reverse order where it says, okay, that's not true. Let's reverse the words. Ema, it should really say, Tiknu Ma'isedea Tachas Mizonos. Really, that she gets Mizonos, and because of that, she must pay him Ma'isedea because of Mizonos. So that's not Akasha. So now the Gemara wants to say, maybe our mission here in Nunches is a support for this idea. So Lema, let's suggest as follows. The Gemara says, and before this, by the way, there's an Inshu Machlokis Rishonim, whether or not when she says Eini Nizonos, is she allowed to retract on that? She said, you know what? Today, actually, I do want to have Mizonos. Can't you go back and forth or not? Tosas writes, yes, she's allowed to. Every day, there's a new chiv of Mizonos. So today, on Friday, I don't want Mizonos. I'm working by myself. Tomorrow, I want your Mizonos. Today, I don't. Back and forth would be allowed. Each day is a new chiv. There are says that's not true because it makes a chams to kind of look like a joke. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Make a decision. Once she opts out, it seems to her, she can never opt back in. It's all or nothing. You can't go back and forth. So now the Gemara says as follows. Lema, let's suggest. Misaile hamakdish maisi de ishto harehi osa vocheles. The person, husband's makdish his wife's maisi de, it doesn't work, and she could work and eat as she pleases. My lav binizonis, this is not a case where she's being supported, and yet still she does not have to give him maisi de. She has control of mizonos. Sounds like, rather, maisi de, sounds like maisi de do not go in place of mizonos. Mizonos, maisi de stand alone. He must support her, and yet still she could do ma'isedah. He can't be makdish. So Gemara says, lo, b'she'eino nizonis. It's when she's not being supported, that's why she keeps ma'isedah. But ain't a chanami, if she was being supported of the mizonos, then ma'isedah would be in his jurisdiction to be makdish. So Gemara says, ihachi, that's kis ibashena mizonis. If she's not being supported, ma'amemer, what's a chidish? Of course, if she's not being supported, of course ma'isedah are hers. So afilu leman damar yachal rav lomer le'evid. Even if the person who says that a master could tell his Eved, listen, you're working for me, but I'm not supporting you. I own you my Seder, but I don't have to support you. That only works on me the Eved Kanani. You could say such a thing. You don't have to live with Eved Kanani. You don't have to treat him nicely. How about Eved Ivri? Lo, you can't tell Eved Ivri, work for me and I'm not supporting you. You have to support him. Bekolshkin Isha, and certainly Isha as well. If you're supporting her, the my Seder go to you. If you're not supporting her, she gets to keep my Seder. So what's a chiddush? It's clear that the mizonos and ma'isedah go hand in hand. So Gemara says, you're right. That first line in the mission is not a chiddush. We know if she's not being supported, the husband has a right to be makdish. The reason why we introduced that in the mission was really to lead to the seifa, itzirich lei, moser, Rabbi Meir omer hekdesh, Rabbi Yochanan sandler omer chulun. So we only brought the first line of the mission in order to just bring about the seifa of the mission. So So now, according to this right now, this whole discussion is under the assumption that Mizonos is only Chiyuv Midrabanan. It's a takana that she could opt out of. And the Achorim asked the question, the Rambam writes clearly that Mizonos is Chiyuv Daraisa. It says the Pasuk, share. Share means Mizonos, according to one opinion. The Rambam Pasuk, that's Daraisa. So how does Rambam understand this whole discussion here that Mizonos seems to be only a Dirabanan? So the Chassam Tover says, this is just Shitas Rav Huna. There's one opinion in the Gemara. We don't pass like the Gemara. This is no loa libe de hilchasa. The Pnei Yeshua's Mechadish is follows. That Mizonos is really the rice like Yaman writes. That's only true if the woman has no independent parnasa, is there chiv to support her. But our Gemara is talking about here where the woman has ma'isi adeh. She's able to support herself to a certain extent, although maybe not the full amount, but she has a job. So when she's a job, really, the husband does not have to support her. She's self-sufficient. But the Chacham said, nonetheless, we still think you should give her mezonos midrabanan in case she can't make enough money. So again, normally, there's a chiv deraisa. When it comes to the case where she's working on her own, the chiv only becomes a dirabanan. So now the Gemara says, this whole discussion was Rav Huna, but Rav Huna really argues on Reish Lakish. Upliga the Reish Lakish, Shama Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Lo Tema, don't tell me the time of the Mishnah, why Rabbi Meir says the most is Hekdish. Don't say, Lo Tema, the time of the Rabbi Meir, Mishim, the Kasavar Adam, Makdish, Davashal, Balyam. Don't say it's because he allows you to be Makdish shine that doesn't come to the world. Don't say that. That's not the reason, Rabbi Meir. Ella, time of the Rabbi Meir, Mitoch, Shiacha, Lakofa, the Maisiadea, Nasek, Omerlo, Yikdish, Yodecha, Lo Seim. So since Reish Lakish holds that Rabbi Meir's understanding is, that he could force her to take her ma'aseh adeh, it's ka'ilu, he said, a maktishim. Meaning Reish Lakish assuming that really it doesn't start with her getting mizonos, and then she pays ma'aseh adeh. It starts with ma'aseh adeh, go to him, and then because of that, he pays mizonos. The ikka really is ma'aseh adeh. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Lil Sehem. Rashi writes, actually, we didn't see this line in the Rashi yet, in the Gemara. Either way, we'll get to that in just a second, but the lach is that the Reish Lakish says, Ma'aseh adeh, go to the husband before the mizonos. It's a different order than according to Rav Huna. And therefore, since he has rights of it, of the Ma'aseh adeh, he has a right to be Makdish Ma'aseh adeh as well. So the Gemara says, actually, we did see this, right? Look at Lo Seyan, Rashi says. Rashi writes, Lo Seyan, that Lemisha Baran, the one who creates them, V'yadayim Isna'el Ba'olam, and the hands exist in the world, so it's not a question of Davar Shalom Ba'aliolam. Alma kasaver yachal akofa, he could force to take her ma'aseh adeh and to makdish them. Ve'ena yachal alomer eni nizonos ve'ena ose. She can opt out of this. I don't want the mizonos because it's not her retat takana for her to takana the ma'aseh adeh go to him. It's his takana and therefore she can opt out of this. So we see clearly Reish Lakish and Rav Huna argue whose takana it's for. So Gemara then says, wait a second. V'halo amar la hachi kaven the shemina lei Rav Meir. I'm sorry. V'halo amar halachi, but he never said that. He never said to her that I want the ma'aseh adeh. So Gemara says that Kevin the Shemina led the Rav Meir holds that the Amar in general ain't other motzi davar the batala. So the person never says anything wasteful. Every word he says is meaningful. Nasik omer lo yikdishu yadecha lo sem. Meaning even though he never said I want your hands to be kadosh, he said I want your parnasa or your ma'aseh adeh to be kadosh. It's ki'ilu, he said, I want your hands, which exist in the world, and that's considered davar bali olam, as opposed to the ma'aseh adeh, which is not davar shebali olam. So that's what the Gemara just clarifies. So now,
she cannot say any of
the exactly, yeah, that's it, you can't. It's not her takana.
Because it goes straight to him first.
He owns ma'aseh adeh, right. And that's not hers
and
to opt out of.
She can never
exactly. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, don't we know in general, the Savar Rebbe Meir, ain't adam makdish davar shelo bali olam? So how could the suggestion be? Don't tell me your mayor holds other makdish davashel baliyom. He doesn't hold that way. He holds a person cannot be makdish davashel baliyom. So what's the Gemara's havamina? Vatana, doesn't the Braisa say that haomer liisha reyat mikdeshesli la'achash is gayer, that you'll be married to me after I convert. Oh, la'achash is gayer or after you convert. Or la'achash is gayer until after I become freed. Or la'achash is tishachri after you get freed. Or la'achash yomas balecha, I'll be married after your husband dies. Or shetamos achoscha, or your sister. Or until after you get chalitza, Rav Meir Omer Mikudeshes, all of this works. So he clearly holds of davar that a person is makdish davar shel bali olam. So how come in Bava the Gemara says don't say that way? Rav Meir doesn't hold of makdish davar shel bali olam. He clearly does hold it works. Gemara says mi hahi in mahal leka l'mashmil mine. In other words, we know he holds that a person can be makdish davar shel bali olam, but don't prove that from this Mishnah. This Mishnah doesn't have to be read that way. You can interpret that way, but that's not the only way to interpret it. So we just can't prove that he holds its way from this particular Mishnah, because it might be because he holds the idea of a person ate adam motzi adam dvarim levatala. That might be the reason the Mishnah not because of davar shel bal yolam. The Inach Nami does hold to the shita that a person is makdish davar shel bal yolam. So look at a fascinating Tosus here, the long Tosus Dima Asul the Achashit Esgayer. Tosus asks the following question. Vim tomer dipsof perakam the gitin daf yud gimel. I mean, we hold the afilu Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the amar of the makne davar shelo b'yolam. A person can be makne something that didn't come into the world yet. That's limited. It's not across the board. It's only in certain situations. Honey, me the davar shubal has to exist in the world, something physical. But the davar shelo b'yolam lo. But it didn't come into the world at all. It doesn't work. In other words, you have a tree. The tree exists in the world. Yes, the fruit haven't grown yet, but at least a tree exists in the world. But if not, it doesn't exist at all. If a person, a child, wasn't born into the world yet, there's nothing to worry. It won't be chal. That has to be a something in the world to work off of. V'hola achash is gayer haver davar shel bal yolam. A person to convert, he doesn't exist in the world. He's a non-Jew. Turned to a Jew, that's considered completely out of this world. How does that work here? So Omari dila achash is gayer lo chashiv kol kach davar shel bal yolam kem she'aguf ba'olam ela shemichus ha'geirus. That's not so true. The physical body, the person's the same person he was before, and religiously is different, beruchnius, and the neshama is different, but physically is the same thing, so that's considered enough davar shel bal yolam for Rav Meir to work with this concept. What? Yes, it's not completely. It's spiritually, but not physically. And physically is all you need, according to Rav Meir. So now the Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here. Hamosi Rav Meir Omer Hekdesh. We had this machlokas that Rav Meir says Moshe the Hekdesh does work. Rav Yochanan Sandler says it does not work. It's chulun still. Amos Kadosh. When do we say the Kedushas Chal according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Shmuel Damir Tevayah. They both hold Moser L'Achar Misa Kadosh. Only after she dies do those Moser Maaseh Deah become Kadosh. We'll see that machlokas and how to understand that. Rav Ada Bar Av Amar Moser Mechaim Kadosh. No, even when she's still alive, the Moser Maaseh Deah are Kadosh. So Havi Bar Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to understand this machlokas. B'mai, what's the case here? Elam, if you're going to tell me b'male la mazonos u'male me kasef the tzarcheh, if it's a situation where the husband's supporting her for food and giving the annual or the weekly me kasef to buy other things, so my time adaman damar lachar misa kadosh. Why only after she dies is it kadosh? It should be kadosh even now. He has full control. If he's giving her all the support, he should get all my siddah and have the ability to be makdish it even while she's alive. Ella, it must be kishein male mazonos. He's not paying her the mazonos, nor is he paying the weekly amount. So if that's the case, my time adamar mechaim kadosh. Why would you say mechaim kadosh? He doesn't own the ma'aseh deah. He's not supporting her. She doesn't get ma'aseh deah. So it shouldn't be kadosh while she's alive. Only after she dies, when he's yorisher. So it must be really liolam b'mala mazonos. It's where he's supporting her, giving her the food, but he's not giving you the weekly allowance to her. And that's the situation. So what comes out? So how can we say the Moser is Kadosh or not? What's the Machlok? Is Mechaim or Misa? I mean, so Rav Shmuel, the Savri, they hold, the reason why he holds it's Kadosh only Lachar Misa, because Rav and Shmuel hold, Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Masiya Deha, and Mea Kesef Tachas Moser. So the Mizonos and Masiya Deha, they match up with each other. Her base salary, let's say, that matches the mizonos, those go together. So since it's a case where he's giving mizonos, so the ma'aseh deah also go to him. But in terms of the moser, since he's not giving the mea kesef, so then he gets the she keeps the moser and doesn't become kadosh until after she dies. V'chaven, says the Gemara, top two lines of the test. V'chaven de lo kayav le mea kesef, since he doesn't give her the weekly allowance of mea kesef, moser di da havi, it's her moser, she keeps it, it's not until la'achar misa does it become kadosh. But Rav Ada bar Ava Savar, no. Tiknu mizonos tachas mosar u mea kesef tachas ma'aseh deah. He switches around. The mizonos correspond to the mosar, and since he's giving mizonos, he does get access to mosar. So mosar's kadosh even mechayim, and it's the mea kesef, the weekly allowance, which is tachas ma'aseh deah. And since he's not giving mea kesef, he doesn't get ma'aseh deah. V'chaven de kiyav le mizonos. Since he's giving mizonos, Moser didei, he does own the Moser, and therefore it's going to be Kadosh, even B'chaim. So what's Machlok is whether or not we match up the Moser to Mizonos, or the Moser to Mea Kesef. So the Gemara explains, and we'll finish with this, the Ma'akim Mifki, what's Machlok is? Mar Sever Midi Deshchiach, Midi Deshchiach. We line up that which comes more frequently to that which comes more frequently. Mizonos is common, Ma'aseh deah more common. The Moser, to make surplus, that's not common, so we rather match up Shchiach and Shchiach, which is Mizonos and Ma'aseh deah. The Marsavar, midi de kaitz, midi de kaitz. No, you set up with that which matches. So since we say that mea kesef is a set amount, it's a defined amount, and ma'aseh deah is a defined amount as well, those go together. But the other two, the mizonos and the mosar, are not defined amount. That's why we link those two up together. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
The case in the Mishnah is that